The maker of big brands like Dove soap, Vaseline, and Ben & Jerry's ice cream is now making a bold pledge. Unilever, the third largest global consumer packaged goods company, says by 2025 it will cut in half its use of non-recycled or virgin plastics. It also pledges to collect and process more used plastic packaging than it sells over the next 6 years. This comes as the goods industry wrestles with the demands of consumers like you and me who are frustrated by throwaway packaging. The big question now, how will they do it? Joining us now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top is Richard Slater. He's Unilever's Chief Research and Development Officer. Richard, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Well, Richard, Unilever for several years now has marketed the issue of sustainability as an important value in the face of this climate crisis that we're dealing with. Your company relies heavily on commodities like palm oil, soybeans, and dairy. This idea of cutting plastics, it's really a big next step, and it's actually a very bold promise because we've all found how hard it is to reduce the number of plastics in our everyday lives. How do you plan to do it?
Yeah, well, the goals we've announced, you're right, they are ambitious and stretching. It's around using less plastic. Where we use plastic, we want it to be as recyclable as possible and also use recycled content and to collect and process more than our footprint. So it's going to involve innovation. It's going to involve new forms and formats. It's going to involve, I think, helping people make the right choice, making it easy for people around our labeling, offering great solutions for people that have less plastic in or even no plastic, and getting really creative and innovative. And that's what it's going to take. And that's part of the reason we've made the big announcements, actually, to spark that innovation and drive that internally, and also to stimulate the whole system of partners and the ecosystem outside as well.
Let's talk about that innovation in a little bit, but I really want to talk about how the everyday consumer will be impacted. What will this look like for the consumer? For instance, with the everyday products that we use, what are the differences and what are you asking people to do as you move through and offer these other options that don't rely so heavily on plastics?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I think in for some of this, it involves very little change for people. So if you think of your Hellmann's mayonnaise, your Ben & Jerry's, your Love Beauty Planet product, or your seventh generation laundry product, the idea is to move as far as possible to 100% recycled content and to make these fully recyclable. So really there where people can make the right choice without really changing any behavior, and we're simply asking that where it's available, people then recycle. Then you go into, I think, the more innovative examples you were talking about. So in laundry, for example, using concentrates, where we have to get used to maybe buying a smaller pack on the shelf that lasts just as long. But in laundry, for example, in seventh generation, we've got concentrates coming to market that have half the water, 60% less plastic, 75% lighter. And so it's a little bit of a habit and behavior change there to utilize that concentrated pack. And it could go right through to examples that I know you've talked about before, like Loop, where we actually effectively, we continue to own a pack, a very high-end, for example, aluminium deodorant pack or superb-looking skin cleansing product pack that could stay out proudly by the sink. And we pick up and provide regular refills to that with minimal to no plastic.
Yes, we actually featured that company on Here and Now. We featured Loop. It would eventually get consumers to use these refillable containers and then get refills delivered like the milk used to be. But is it going to cost more for the consumer?
Yeah, I think it's a great question because, you know, my philosophy with all of this is we need to make it really easy and seamless for people. So I think we've got to offer fantastic solutions that are convenient and are at the right price. Now, for Loop's a very specific example. It's early days and we're piloting it. If you bought a refill for a home care product or a laundry product, in theory, it can actually even be cheaper for people to use because effectively, not only are we getting those environmental benefits, it's actually cheaper to not have quite so much water, plastic, and transport involved. So I think the onus is on us as consumer companies to innovate and come up with solutions that are great for people. It will, in some cases, need a bit of behavior change and shift. But if we make it easy for people and bring people along, then I think we can affect the change.
One big battle environmentalists have been fighting is to change the strict regulations here in the United States over the packaging of foreign goods. Sometimes that requires a lot of plastic. How has your company and how will your company navigate this?
Yeah, in terms of in general around the sort of waste collection, processing and packaging in the U.S., it's a complex landscape today, actually. And as you know, it varies by state. It is something we're very active in terms of looking to influence the whole system, invest in recycling infrastructure, and also to work with regulators and government to make a difference here, you know, to put the right rules and regulations in that support recycling, use of materials, and not over-packaging. But it is a complex landscape, and we're working through that at the moment.
Mm-hmm. One other big part of this pledge is to collect back and process more of the used plastic packaging. How will your company actually reuse that plastic?
Yeah, we're also looking to halve our use of non-recycled or virgin plastic, as you said earlier. And so we're creating through that a large demand for recycled material. So we're looking to fix sort of or help improve both sides of the circle, if you like, or the system. So one is to create a lot of demand for recycled material. And then that helps the investment story and the business case for collectors and processors. Because one of the whole intents of this is to make sure that plastic isn't seen as a commodity that can just be thrown away and wasted effectively. It's plastic waste that's the issue here, not plastic. If we can keep plastic circular, then actually we keep the value in the system and we don't create that waste issue in the environment. So that's through partnerships and investments. And that will be in countries like the US, Europe, but also where the waste infrastructure isn't strong today. Some of the developing world markets like India, Indonesia, Southeast Asia.
Have you found any challenges with that? Because we know that China isn't taking recycled plastic anymore from the U.S. And we actually heard from an investigative reporter, Sharon Lerner from The Intercept. She talked with us about how very little of the recycled plastic in the U.S. is actually reused. Has it been a challenge for you in finding those partnerships with other countries as we learn more about recycling and just the sheer volume of plastic?
Yeah, I mean, we're always looking to partner and invest where it can make most difference on the ground. And we always aim to sort of buy and utilize our material locally wherever we can. So if you take the US, for example, Hellmann's mayonnaise moving to 100% recycled content, Ben & Jerry's, Love Beauty Planet, these examples are moving towards 100% recycled content, therefore creating a lot of local demand in the US for the material. And what we're actually seeing with our sort of commitments and others, and also with China's decisions and policies recently, is there's actually investment going into the US, into processing and waste collection. So although it's been a challenging situation, it's actually creating some positive investment and change in the whole system. And we're able to move our entire portfolio as Unilever to 50% recycled content by the end of this year, which is, you know, I think a major achievement and a big step along the way to plastic waste free.
Unilever is such a huge company, and I'm interested to know if you have heard or talked to other industry leaders about the use of plastics. I mentioned The Intercept's Sharon Lerner. She said the head of R&D at Pepsi Company told the plastics industry leaders at a conference that, quote, we all hear that we have to get rid of plastics. Thinking about industry-wide, have you all talked about collaborations or coming together or even trading ideas on how to get through this?
Yeah, no, great question. One thing that I think we should be really clear on is that plastic waste is the issue. And now we're really committed to an environment free of plastic waste. We need to use then plastic responsibly. But, you know, our goal is not elimination of plastics. If we can keep plastic circular, then that's important. The important reason for that is if you simply take the simplistic view of trade-off with another material and replace all plastic with glass or metal, it's going to have adverse environmental impacts in other sources, so, you know, weight, transport, energy use, etc. So we have to take a balanced view. And if there are technologies that we can share or others can share that can make a difference, we should absolutely collaborate. So just recently on black plastic, for example, which historically has been very difficult to recycle, we co-invented a technology to allow that material to be recycled. That's in trials at the moment, and we'll share that with anybody out there to try and change the whole industry rather than simply changing Unilever. So for brands mm-hmm. like Tresemme and Axe to be able to recycle the packaging around those. So that's an example, and I think I agree with you. I really think that we should be collaborating as industry on this.
Richard Slater is Unilever's Chief Research and Development Officer. He is the man behind the company's recently announced pledge to halve its use of non-recycled plastics by 2025. Richard, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.